Hi Kumar, my question to you is that how do you see the dismissal of David Miller and being such a and being such a senior player? Do you think his short selection was not quite up to the mark, looking at how Ashwin had just come into the attack?
Well, I think you can look at it a couple of different ways. He's a naturally attacking player, and that's the shot he usually plays. Unfortunately, he's up against a really smart and wily bowler with a lot of experience, and that's sometimes a trade-off. Probably right, it's probably not the ideal situation to take such a risk, especially when we've lost a couple of wickets. But that's T20 cricket, and it happens. You've just got to get smarter.
Shashank Kishore, you can go ahead with the question.
Kumar, a lot of other franchises have many 19, 20, 21-year-olds who don't get so many opportunities. In comparison at the Royals, you've given opportunities to a lot of them, like, you know, Rehan, Parag, Yashasvi, Jaiswal, Karthik, Tyagi. So a lot of youngsters coming through the ranks. And not all of them have kind of been consistent so far this season. So where do you draw a line between encouraging them to play the way they have to versus, you know, being asked to do certain things and, you know, stepping up to a certain level?
Well, I think encouragement and opportunities go hand in hand. And they're there because they're good enough to play. And they've shown us exactly how good they are in different stages. Jaiswal in the first game with Mahipal, Lumrah, Karthik, Tyagi, quite a few times through the seasons. Anuj Rawat is also waiting in the wings. So there's a lot of plus points. The thing that we have to be very careful about is stifling that natural exuberance that they have, where they got picked in the first place, their shot-making abilities, and to try and develop them to read the game a little bit better, read situations, and make use of those shot-making abilities. I'm really, really happy to see the quality we have in terms of the young Indian players. Rehan Parag, I think, has an amazing future. So does the rest of the younger boys. My job and the coaching team's job is to just get them polished up and ready to play, whether it's for Rajasthan or beyond us and onwards. So, really looking forward to more performances from them. And consistency is not something exactly that wins IPLs or wins a lot of games. When you do get the opportunity and it's your day, if you can play a couple of match-winning innings per season and then try and support other batters who get in, I mean, that's the real key, I believe.
Shashwat Kumar, you can go ahead with the question.
Good evening, Kumar.
Great.
So continuing on from the previous question, you talked about how these youngsters, you talked about Rehan Parag having a very bright future. But unfortunately, your lower middle order, especially in this leg, has looked a little out of touch. The other day also, you struggled a little in the death overs. And today, none of them could really be the partner that Sanju Samson kind of wanted. Plus, you had Morris missing today as well. So how do you look at the performance of your lower and middle order? And if you want to change something, can someone like Glenn Phillips be brought into the fold?
Oh, we have the options for sure. It's unfortunate that we've had a couple of injury concerns that, meant that Lewis and Morris didn't play. But that's just temporary and we have the options. It's not about just making changes. It's about, you know, whoever does play to, you know, kind of stick to the game plans, understand what's happening, assess conditions. 154 was a great total to limit Delhi Capitals to, and all we needed to do was not be careless in those first 10 overs. Unfortunately, Delhi came hard at us. They bowled smartly, and we went up to it. So I wouldn't rather worry too much about, you know, the lower middle order. They got us out of a lot of trouble in the first half of the IPL, and I'm sure they'll come good as we go along.
Final question from Anjish Roy.
Good evening, Kumar. Hard luck out there. It was a bit of a delicate situation, but if you could go back, do you think Sanju Samson should have upped the ante a bit earlier in the match?
Well, I think it was a tough one for the skipper. He was batting so well. All we needed was someone to stay with him. And unfortunately, losing wickets so regularly really didn't allow Sanju to cut free early on. The Delhi boys also bowled quite well and quite smartly and managed to bowl away from the areas that are Sanju's strength. We can go back and analyse it whichever ways, but at the end of the day, chasing 154 should have been done with the batting that we had, especially starting from the top order downwards. And we weren't good enough on the day, so we've got to accept it and really look at moving forward and things that we can do better.
Thank you. Thank you, Kumar. Thanks.
Thank you very much.